are listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Hello and welcome to the Higher Edutainment podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. The topic of this episode is College Paper Writing 101, the basics. This podcast will equip you with the knowledge, skills, and abilities to write an A+ college paper every time. Right out of the chute, the 7 suggestions made in this very podcast will prove to be a beacon of light, illuminating the way as you forge forward, refining your writing, and increasing your marketability as your personal brand now includes being an extraordinary writer as well. You might be saying to yourself, me? An extraordinary writer? No way! I'm not good at writing! In response, I would say to you, that is because you've never written before. Writing is not a congenital gift, either given to your birth or not. No! Writing, like any other useful skill or ability, is developed through practice. Constantly cultivate your critical thinking skills as evidenced demonstratively through your high-level written analysis. Let us face facts, my friends. Better writers earn more money. Better writers get promoted at work more often. Better writers are truly blessed and happy individuals because they can truly express themselves artistically and intellectually through the written word. Cultivate your craft. You can do this. Do the work. You are worth it. The following are the 7 suggestions that you should adopt to write an A+ paper every time. Drum roll. 1. Start with a problem statement. 2. Develop a research question. 3. Make an outline. 4. Write out your problem statement and your research question in your introduction. 5. End your first paragraph always with, the purpose of this research is. 6. Create 3 main point headings in your outline. And 7. Tie your analysis together with synthesis in the conclusion, bringing your paper together. Now, let us analyze or deconstruct the aforementioned 7 suggestions that will help students to write an A+ college paper every time. 1. Start with the problem statement. When you first set out to write a college assignment, term paper, or short essay, what have you, before you do anything else, start with a problem statement. Think, there is a problem with what? When you developed your problem statement, the next step is to narrow down that very large problem statement into a much more manageable and imminently more researchable research question. 2, develop a research question. A research question is simply a narrowing of the overall problem statement that you've already come up with. You could write encyclopedia length treatises on a huge problem statement. So, for the purposes of this research, a student must narrow down their problem statement, which is too large to write on, to a much more narrow, in terms of breadth and depth, research question. Believe it or not, the more narrow the research question, the easier it will be to actually conduct your research and to subsequently write your paper. Suggestion 3, make an outline. Once you have conceptualized your problem statement and brought your research question down from the ether, start with an outline. Write the term introduction. Beneath that, write main point 1, main point 2, main point 3, and then write the term conclusion. That's the basis of your outline, a simplistic 3 main point outline. The 3 main points, however, that you choose to select to amplify in your written analysis will either make or break the paper, so choose wisely. Suggestion 4, write out your problem statement and your research question in your introduction. In your introduction, tell the reader the problem statement undergirding the research. Literally start out the paper with, there is a problem with. Suggestion 5, end the first paragraph of your writing with, quote, the purpose of this research is. If you always end the first paragraph of your college research paper, short essay, or assignment paper with, the purpose of this research is, the professor will always know what you are writing about and why. Steps 4 and 5 alone will please your professors. Professors are people. People are lazy. Therefore, professors can be lazy. That, my friends, is a logical syllogism. Study symbolic logic. Studying symbolic logic is a means to unlock the creative capacity of your glorious minds. Make the problem statement and the research question appear prominently in your college paper's introduction, and you will achieve the heights of written glory in the eyes of your professor, reflected in the gradebook. Suggestion 6, create 3 main point headings in your outline. Now to the very heart of your paper, the very crux of your research. The 3 main points that you choose are so important, so choose wisely, as mentioned earlier on this podcast. And each of those 3 main points will, of course, have some points. The 3 main points that you select to amplify in your written analysis will make the paper. Choose wisely. Suggestion 7, tie your analysis up with synthesis in your conclusion, tying the paper together. Tie your analysis up with synthesis. Analysis is deconstruction. Synthesis is reconstruction. In your analytical college research paper writing, you will deconstruct or analyze the most salient issues for your professor and your readers. Yet at the end of your paper, at the end of your research, you are then challenged to bring it all together, my friends, with synthesis, reconstruction. Analysis is deconstruction. Synthesis is reconstruction. Begin your papers with analysis. End your papers with synthesis. Analysis is deconstruction. Synthesis is reconstruction. Once again, my friends, here are the following 7 suggestions that you should adopt as a student to write an A-plus paper every time. 1, start with a problem statement. 2, develop a research question. 3, make an outline. 4, write out your problem statement and your research question in your introduction. 5, end your first paragraph with, the purpose of this research is. 6, create 3 main point headings in your outline and choose those 3 main points so very wisely, because they will either make or break the paper. And 7, tie your analysis up with synthesis in your conclusion, tying the paper together. That's all, folks. That's it. Focus on the aforementioned 7 suggestions for college paper writing to write an A-plus paper every time. Thank you for listening to Higher Edutainment. I am your host, Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Be well.
Thank you for listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host, Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast.